This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Today is Juneteenth, commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S., marking the anniversary of the day in 1865 when enslaved African Americans in Texas were told they were free more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued. This is the first year Juneteenth is a state holiday in Massachusetts, and this week it also became a federal holiday. And that recognition can create some mixed feelings.
It's a celebration of our freedom, but it's also very painful, too, because we have to think about why we had to be freed in the first place. I think it's important for us to know our whole history.
Colin Knight is the owner of Live Like a Local Tours in Boston. He offers walking tours that give people a chance to embrace the history, culture, and food of Roxbury, Dorchester, and Jamaica Plain.
And I think a lot of people who visit Boston don't really realize how rich the Black history really is.
Knight grew up in Roxbury, where we spent a recent afternoon checking out just a few of the neighborhood highlights.
So we're at the corner of Melnia Cass Boulevard and Washington Street. And the reason that we're here is because I wanted to talk about Melnia Cass and how important she was to the Roxbury community. She was the president of the NAACP and also a member. She was the president of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters for the Boston chapter, which fought for people of color on the railroads. So her strength is just so palpable. Like, every time that I tell her story, like, I just feel her spirit flowing through me, and I'm just really proud.
Around the corner, we come to a powerful work of art.
So we are at the Roxbury Love Mural of Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King. This is the story of their love.
The artist known as Pro-Black painted this mural as a tribute to MLK and his wife Coretta. They began their courtship here. The mural adorns the former site of the 12th Baptist Church, where King preached. Colin Knight says the Roxbury Love Story mural is just one example of a vibrant street art scene.
I think that we need these murals as a representation of what African Americans within these neighborhoods are capable of, what they can do with their art, with their voices. These murals create talking points and conversation points for people to talk about the history of this neighborhood, and I think that that's a huge start.
Knight says another way to get started enjoying the Roxbury experience involves food.
There's a reason why we're standing in this parking lot on the corner of Melnia Cass and Washington Street. It's because I want to talk to you about a man by the name of Pastor Medina.
Pastor Medina emigrated from Cuba and started the store, which is now called Tropical Foods. The store specializes in products sought after by people from the Caribbean, Central and South America, and Africa. And the store ownership has stayed in the family.
So the reason why this story is so poignant for me is that it's one of the few examples in the neighborhood of generational wealth.
A short walk away by the Nubian MBTA station, in the heart of what used to be called Dudley Square, we stop in front of another work of public art named Faces of Dudley.
This mural encapsulates Dudley Square in so many ways. We have the overhead trains that you can see. You have these really well-dressed men in zoot suits. On one side, you can see Melnia Cass. In the middle, you can see Elma Lewis. And to the other side, you can see a man by the name of Malcolm Little, who became Malcolm X. Every time I look at the mural, I see something new, like the Bay State Banner. That's a Black-owned newspaper that's been around for many years. And I think for people that don't know Roxbury, this is a great piece of artwork to show them the neighborhood.
And Knight says Juneteenth can be an opening for people to learn more about parts of Boston they might not have explored before.
While you're here, you're going to be giving back to local businesses. So now you're supporting community. This, to me, is part of the social justice mission of what I do. Just to be open for you to come through and experience what this neighborhood has to offer. And to celebrate it. To celebrate it with us. This is a way you can celebrate, you know, our freedom with us. That's how you can do your part. Because what we're doing here as artists and business owners is absolutely amazing. And there's more to come.
Colin Knight is the owner of Live Like a Local Tours in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.